ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The message to Iran, these guys are facing, they are facing real catastrophic destruction to their economy, generational destruction to their economy, generational destruction to the wealth of their country, imposed on themselves by the actions that they're taking. They should check themselves before they wreck themselves in the direction that they're going.
Secretary, many people want to know, what is your DJ name?
My DJ name?
Your DJ name.
You're not ready for my DJ name.
Okay. The lighter side of Marco Rubio. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, go ahead. You can explain that one.
Just a hipster term?
Please. Wait a minute. I was going to lean on you for this clarification. That's from an Ice Cube song. It's an Ice Cube title. The hipster Marco Rubio. And he was the DJ at a family wedding recently, hence the question about his DJ name.
Nice. Marco Rubio came out yesterday, and he ended up doing the press briefing in the White House press room because having a baby, similar to Katie Greene. She's off on maternity leave. We don't have Marco Rubio to sit in for Katie Greene, but they do there at the White House. And he did a really good job, except for pretty much everything he said yesterday is no longer in action because later in the day, having explained how Project Freedom was going to work at great length and detail, the president came out and said, that's over. So, okay. I guess that's over. We're taking a pause on that because of this agreement, supposed agreement that we have with Iran. We have an update on that from when we first went on the air an hour ago, actually. So started with Axios reporting that U.S. and Iran close to agreeing to a 14-point memorandum of understanding. So Trump paused Operation Freedom. Then went on to say, Trump went on to say, assuming Iran agrees to what has been agreed to, which is perhaps a big assumption, the already legendary epic fury will be at an end. Which I thought was kind of interesting because Marco came out and said epic fury is over, and Trump is saying epic fury will be an end if this stuff is true. So I don't know how you square that. Anyway, if they don't agree, the bombing starts, and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So that was before we went on the air today. Well, the latest is, following reporting by Axios, Iranian officials have told state-affiliated news outlets that portions of the U.S. proposal remain unrealistic to Iranian decision-makers, and officials have also told news outlets that parts of Axios' original story are speculative.
Now, so we're nowhere.
Well, they're telling state media that. It could be just for domestic consumption? Possibly, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that that's true. I'm hoping that they want this to be over because they realize they're about to collapse because they're getting hit with, you know, $500 million worth of damage every single day because of our blockade. They realize they're about to collapse. They got to tell those millions that still go on the streets, death to America. They could say, we won't agree with this. We'll agree with it. We won't stand for death to America. We are not death to America. We want this to be over. I'm hoping that's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible that China is exerting enough pressure on the other side that they're actually feeling the need to come to the table and make a deal. But I don't know. Fool me 780 times. Shame on me. I just, this will change again in an hour. I have no vim, no vigor to practically to talk about it.
Well, you know, I agree. That's fine. But you know what will not change is America and how wonderful we are. As
wow,
laid out,
that was a good transition. Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, it's beautiful.
As laid out by Marco Rubio yesterday, and I thought, why can't other politicians sound this great when they're talking up the United States? Here's Marco Rubio yesterday.
My hope for America?
And how do you personally deal with that?
Yeah, look, I mean, my hope for America is what it's always been. I think it's the hope I hope we all share. We want it to continue to be the place where anyone from anywhere can achieve anything, where you're not limited by the circumstances of your birth, by the color of your skin, by your ethnicity, but frankly, it's a place where you are able to overcome challenges and achieve your full potential. I think that should be the goal of every country in the world, frankly, but I think in the U.S., we're not perfect. Our history is not one of perfection, but it's still better than anybody else's history, and ours is a story of perpetual improvement. Each generation has left the next generation of Americans freer, more prosperous, safer, and that is our goal as well. But it is a unique and exceptional country, and as we come upon this 250-year anniversary, I think we have a lot to learn and be proud of in our history. It is one of perpetual and continuous improvement, where each generation has done its part to bring us closer to fulfilling the vision that the founders of this country had upon its founding. So.
That is wow. So good. And I wish every politician could spew that out that way. Particularly, I like, this is the thing I need to have at the ready all the time when you run into the haters. Our record is better than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Show me the country that has a better record than us. You want to go with France or England? What country are you using as an example of being so fantastic throughout world history that it's better than the United States?
Yeah, yeah. You can maybe get the impressionable college kids with that argument. That might make sense to them as they learn more. You know, the activists know that, but you can't admit that if you're going to overthrow a system. So they've got to continue to make the completely spurious, ridiculous claim that this is the most racist country on earth.
Yeah, you're never going to get the Marxists probably, but I think there's too much of the bulk of the, like, regular people that buy into that crap just because there aren't enough people making the case as good as Marco just did.
Right, yeah.
That Reagan used to all the time, for instance.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Marco, have been for a very long time. That was beautiful. That was great. It was perfectly said. And, of course, because he did well at the briefing, it sparked 2028 chatter. Fundraisers and what do you call them, political consultants have said he could have vaulted past J.D. Vance. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, guys, it's May of 2026. We're involved in a war. Our debt just passed the GDP. And it's so ironic, given our freedom-loving quote of the day from Karl Popper, talking about how everybody's constantly putting their hope in the next person will be wonderful and lead us out of the wilderness. Washington is so obsessed with who's in, who's out, who's on top, who's looking like they could be on top, who's going to win, who's going to seize the reins of power, in a way that it's sad that politics has become the true American pastime.
Yeah.
Because that's not what we should be paying attention to. We should be paying attention to how are we being governed right now, specifically in your town, then your county, then your state, and if it ever comes up, the federal government. It's so bass-ackwards.
If I may indulge 2028 talk briefly, I wonder if the thing you need to be to get the Republican nomination, as even the numbers among Republicans and MAGA people have slid on Trump. I wonder if by the time we get to nominating time, if it'll be better to be seen as an extension of Trump like J.D. Vance or a break from Trump, which I think Marco Rubio, I don't think Marco Rubio is tainted by Trump. J.D. Vance is going to try to run, I think, as like an extension of Trump, keeping the Trump thing going. I don't think Marco Rubio is going to be that. Well, I'm talking about for the primary voter. Primary voter. I think the Republicans might be ready. Even Republican primary voters might be ready for a new page, and Marco's the guy.
By the time we get there, yeah, we're not there yet, but it's possible. I think both of those guys are smart enough to perceive what are the what parts of Trump's legacy are still attractive to masses of voters and what aren't, and thread that needle. Who can do it more skillfully?
I'm a Rubio guy. I'll buy a hat today. I don't know what the hell J.D. Vance is.
Neither does he. I mean, he might have core beliefs, and he just puts them aside to hang on to proximity to power, because that's the only way you win in D.C. You know, the gray area of cynicism versus practicality, everybody draws their line differently.
Well, there will be developments on the war while we're on the air today, I guess. Trump did threaten, though, and I've said this several times in the last several weeks. Dude, you can't keep, I mean, it's like the parent analogy we always use. You can't keep threatening the sanction and not follow through. Pretty soon your kid is just going to walk all over you.
Yeah.
One more time and I'm taking your phone. Yeah, I've still got my phone. You've been saying that for a month, so I think I will go ahead and ignore you as I walk to my room.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh boy.
I could be wrong. I've said it, been wrong several times in the last several weeks. He's holding off. I don't think he wants to, like, restart the war at the level that he's talking about, but I think he's going to.
I thought he's going to, like, four or five times, throwing out
a little check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know, we got a second. You got to do a 44 for me, Michael.
So, look, the time's come for Iran to make a sensible choice. And it's not easy for them to do that, obviously, because they have a fracture in their own leadership system. And apart from that, I mean, the top people in that government are, to say the least, they're insane in the brain. And so we need to address
which
that.
Which I believe that's enough as a reference to the Cypress Hill hit of a similar title back in, what, the 90s? Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain.
Is that just the way he thinks and talks, or does he feel like that is going to get him votes or something?
Oh, no, I think that's just the references. If he's looking, if I'm
for his
looking
age.
For a phrase in my head, I'll probably have some sort of classic rock lyric come to the fore now and again. He's younger, a little bit younger. He's a hip-hop guy.
And he might want to make a clear break, generational break from, Trump would have to make Patty Page references if he's going to use lyrics. I mean.
Good pull there. Man, I got a million things to talk about. Just got to decide which.
Got a trans. I never can get the. Have I never wrapped my head around this?
Call them men or women, girl. Boys or girls. It's.
Anyway, it was a boy who ran in a girls' high school track meet in California and beat his sister for a
prominent part of the gender bending madness update. Indeed.
Yeah, and yes, that's
absolutely hilarious.
I want to hear the details on that story. A lot of stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A small business affirmation from Progressive. Food truck owners, today business will be booming. People will love your new menu and not make special orders. You will not roll your eyes when someone calls it a quesadilla. You will also switch to Progressive to get 30 customizable coverage options and restore your inner peace. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name, that's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Authorities in Florida arrested a Taco Bell employee last week after he allegedly fired a gun at a customer who filled a water cup with soda. Police are calling the man unstable, and Taco Bell is calling him Employee of the Month.
You can't have somebody say, I'll have a water, then go over to the soda machine, put pop in there.
It's breakdown of society.
Exactly. What's next?
My God. So Trump is meeting with Xi Jinping in a couple of weeks, something like that? I don't know. Nobody knows.
The 12th, I believe?
They know down to the minute, down to the second, what's going to happen. One fascinating piece I came across about planning for these state visits. And it's especially important now because during Trump's last state visit to Beijing in 2017, 9 years ago, his security detail and Xi Jinping's got into a fist fight in the corridor of the Great Hall of the People while the leaders were meeting in an adjoining room. A couple of diplomats had to pry the combatants apart. And now, normally, there aren't that sort of fist fight, but the logistics that go into these things are mind-boggling.
Who fought?
The security details, both leaders.
Like our Secret Service people? Against
Apparently.
Their people?
Wow. Fist fight, yeah. Yeah. Fisticuffs. So, and the story by a Chinese sounding fellow in the Wall Street Journal, how to avoid fistfights and poisonings at world leaders summits. They open with the story of when you remember when Winnie the Pooh was in San Francisco and Gavin Newsom and the government of San Francisco actually cleaned up the streets for the communists, not for the citizens and taxpayers, but they cleaned it up for the communists and moved the bums and junkies out of the way. But anyway, Xi Jinping had just finished a lunch of herbed ricotta ravioli at a secluded estate outside San Francisco when his security agents sprang into action. Their mission? Ensuring no trace of the Chinese leader's DNA fell into foreign hands. The agent, measuring 6'3", both of them, 6'3", dressed in identical dark suits, were observed grabbing Xi's utensils and plate and spraying them with an unidentified liquid. Welcome to the unseen theater of great power diplomacy.
So they don't want us to get a little DNA, which we might run through and find out he's got the gene for some sort of cancer and be able to predict when he might die or something?
Or something? God. Give me 15 minutes and maybe a bong hit, and I might be able to come up with some use of DNA. Of course, I'm not a molecular biologist either.
Sounds a little... I mean, we might actually do that, and we probably actually do that, but I doubt it comes to much.
Yeah. If there's a way to exploit it, let's try. But Rick Waters, I quote, he's a former State Department official who helped organize Trump's visit to Beijing in 2017. He says, these visits are traumatic for those of us who have to organize them.
You know, we would absolutely do that with Putin. We'll probably do it with Xi, too, then. Like, with Putin particularly, you'd want to know, is he on some sort of drugs that, you know, treat kidney disease or this kind of cancer or that or whatever?
Yeah, never mind the DNA in the saliva. What else can you learn? Yeah. Spit in this tube, Vladimir. Why? Don't worry about it. Oh, let's see. Everything from...
Well, you can't get him to spit in the tube, so you just grab his fork after he has his tiramisu.
Exactly. Everything from tarmac protocols to takeover of entire hotels is planned ahead. State visit involves a traveling party of dozens of people, multiple aircraft, transport the president, cabinet members, the press, presidential limousines, the armored beasts are shipped ahead. Secure communications equipment follow. Secret Service and White House communications specialists arrive early to sweep venues, establish secure eavesdrop proof rooms, and negotiate how many armed Americans can operate on Chinese soil. The Chinese require a formal diplomatic note submitted well in advance for every firearm and walkie-talkie the U.S. wishes to bring in, with a full explanation of why it's necessary. A medical team travels with the president, supported by a full surgical suite on Air Force One. Menus hammered out course by course, ingredients screened to avoid poisoning, not just assassination poisoning, but good old food poisoning. These trips are planned in 15-minute increments. We call it a tick-tock, said Dennis Wilder, a senior national security official who helped arrange W's trip to China in the early 2000s. And then they labor over who's going to ride in which car of the motorcade. People get upset when they're too far back. What are the Chinese going to think if I walk out of car number 4 instead of car number 2? They labor over this stuff.
So the idea that you got a full setup to do surgery if something happens to a president means you must have surgeons on board to do that surgery. Man, that's a... You fly around the country and don't do much job.
Oh, yeah. Surgical nurses, the whole tray of equipment, anesthesia, and an anesthesiologist.
And 4 years is almost certainly going to go by without you doing anything ever.
Right.
That's a good gig.
You got a splinter? Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
trip, head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I am so confused as by what's going on with the Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson up with Islam thing that is started happening recently. What the frick? Are they just plain getting paychecks, or what is happening there? Anyway, we'll take that on in hour three. Give you an example of where Megyn Kelly is now versus just a couple of months ago, for instance, on the world of Islam.
Good Lord. Wow. Okay, I can't wait to hear that in a horrified way. But first, it's a transatlantic international extra sportsy gender-bending madness update.
So, I kept hearing about this thing called
gender-bending madness.
They're loco.
Yeah.
We're in a brave new world.
Coming up in the sportsy section, more proof that men are better at being women than women. So stay with us for that.
Step aside, women. I'll run this race.
But first, the audio portion of the update, just so I don't get confused and forget stuff. Let's start over across the pond. This is the Prime Minister of the formerly great nation of Britain, the formerly useful ally of the United States, Great Britain, Keir Starmer.
Is it transphobic to say only women have a cervix?
Well, it is something that shouldn't be said. It is not right. But, Andrew, I don't think that...
So Rosie Duffield should not have said that. Can you explain to people watching why she should not have said that?
Well, Andrew, I don't think that we can just go through various things that people have said.
Yeah, I think that's precisely what we ought to do, Keir, because that will point out the lunacy of your bizarro philosophy.
Wow, it's hard to believe he's got his approval ratings in the teens with that sort of... ability to deal with tough issues.
Is it transphobic to say only women have a cervix?
Well, I don't think we should be saying that sort of thing.
That should not be said.
Which means that him saying it that way means he doesn't believe that that's makes sense, but he's afraid to say it.
I think you are right. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, back here on the home front from the Midwestern United States, I give you Senator Josh Hawley.
This amendment poses a simple and direct question. Should we use federal tax dollars to pay for transgender surgeries and treatments for minor children? More specifically, should we divert money from Medicaid, a program that is dedicated to the most needy among us, and use it instead to pay for risky, dangerous, irreversible transgender drugs and surgeries for minor children? Because, Madam President, that's what's been happening. For years, outfits like Planned Parenthood have gotten billions of dollars from Medicaid and Medicare, billions of dollars taken from the elderly, from the poor, from the needy, paid out to them, which they can then use for transgender surgeries, treatments, drugs for minor children. They proudly advertise it on their websites. One recent study found that in 3 years alone, Planned Parenthood got $1.5 billion from Medicaid and Medicare, money to be used on these risky surgeries and procedures for our children. This is wrong, Madam Chairman. This is a terrible misuse of federal funds, and we should put a stop to it today. I ask for a yes vote.
Josh Hawley's clever. He was using the words of at least the center left there, how we're taking the funds away from the elderly, away from the sick. I don't think you ought to resort to that argument.
I would agree, yeah.
It's horrifying experiments on children without any medical substantiation or evidence.
It doesn't matter where the money comes from.
Right, exactly, yeah. Moving along, the FBI has spoiled a trans father's plan to whisk his 10-year-old Utah son to Cuba for a sex change.
How old's the kid?
10 years old.
Wow.
This guy's a trans madman, and he thinks his boy needs to be transitioned,
10-year-old boy, probably effeminate gay boy. Like, I don't know if you have it in here.
Just
that
confused,
that story in the Free Press today is horrifying. I don't know if you read it.
No.
He was a 13-year-old effeminate gay boy and did all the surgeries, did all the stuff, and it's got a big piece in the Free Press today about how it is not reversible, as they told him. It did huge damage. He's not a girl. He's a boy. He's a gay boy, a gay man now. And it's just, oh, horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, we ought to go big on that one at some point. It's just incredibly powerful. Thank God the woman immediately notified the FBI that her son had been kidnapped, and they were able to stop the dad.
Wow, a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I know. It's just absolutely sick. In the Pennsylvania legislature the other day, Democrats tried to whisk a bill out of committee and park it so it couldn't be considered in a bit of subterfuge, which involved just throwing out the number of the bill real quick and calling for unanimous consent. This is just stuff we need to get cleaned off. It's no big deal. And a Republican recognized the number and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's the only girls in girls sports bill. We're not going to do a unanimous consent one on that. And in the nick of time, like saving the boy from the clutches of his sicko father and going to Cuba, they were able to not, get that bill parked. Yeah. And what's interesting about that is Democrats knew in Pennsylvania. Remember, Pennsylvania has been kind of a center of this with Leah Thomas,
right,
that dude who whooped up on the girls in the pool. And they realized if it came to a vote, Keir Starmer, like Jack, to your point, they could either vote against it and against 84% of America, or they'd have to vote for it and risk their support on the radical left. So they tried to hide it instead. At least that's a sign that people are aware and attitudes are changing. But moving along to the aforementioned sportsy part of this. You may recall in March of this year, a boy dominated girls track and field in California, claiming 3 first place medals in the girls event, including the high jump in which he, even the New York Post says she, that's interesting, he beat the runner up by about a foot in the high jump. Congratulations again to A.B. Hernandez at Jarupa Valley High School, biological male, who just showed those girls what a girl athlete can be if that girl athlete is a boy.
Has a penis.
Well, the latest update, a different transgender teen in Cal Unicornia came first in the women's varsity 400-meter race at the Prep League Championships Finals last week, getting more attention, extra attention, because he beat his older sister in the race, probably because he's a boy and boys are stronger and faster. But the 14-year-old was also part of the school's 400-meter relay team during the competition, helping bring the team gold in that race.
God, imagine that family. I'm sure the parents have convinced the sister that, no, this is a good thing because your sister was born in the wrong body.
Yes. Yeah. They're all going...
I don't understand why we can't nail this down. You can be 100% on board with the whole trans thing, born in the wrong body thing, to me, completely, and you believe it's a way bigger percentage than anybody would think. And still say, but because you were born with the boy's body, you're in the wrong body, but you're in a boy's body. Your brain is the girl, but you're in a boy's body. The boy's body can't compete in girl sports. I understand why we can't come to that and satisfy everyone.
I'm looking at the gold medal picture of the team there, and it's funny. This girl is much bigger and broader and stronger looking, probably because that girl is a boy. That's my guess, anyway.
That's their whole argument, right?
I know.
Sure. I'm a girl. My brain says I'm a girl, but I was in a boy's body, which is a mistake of nature or something. Okay, fine. But then you can't have the boy's body compete in girl sports. It's not your fault.
Folks, that's the simple homespun wisdom of Jack Armstrong, and you're 100% right. That is a beautifully simple argument. You're in the wrong body, right? Because you're really a girl. Well, your body's the one lifting the damn weight, you jackass. Now get along. It's gender-bending madness.
That's that Bud Light girl, right?
Even Gavi, this fella, even Gavi last year said, there's a question of unfairness. It's deeply unfair before he backtracked. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get into that Free Press story presently.
Yeah, it's very bling. And, man, I really feel for this person, obviously misled by therapists, their parents, teachers.
It's horrifying, horrifying child abuse. Who is not against child abuse?
You're 13. You don't know any better. The adults are telling you this is what you need to do. Okay.
Well, right. And your mentors at school, your peers, people online, your teacher, your school counselor, the nice psychologist you met with, all telling you the same thing as an impressionable teen or preteen. It's obscene. Here's a cheerier note from our friends at Incogni. Every spam call, scam text, sketchy email with your name on it starts the same way. Somebody found you on a data broker site. They sold your data, and now you're getting spammed and scammed. I love the slogan they use at Incogni. The real fix is to disappear.
And you, like me, have probably tried all kinds of different things to, you know, stop them. You know, you try to block them or whatever, but they send different numbers. You got to get the law on your side, and that's what Incogni does. They actually go to these data brokers and legally force them to remove your information. Using Incogni, you're going to notice a big drop in the spam calls, texts, and emails right off the bat. And, of course, it protects you from falling from one of these scams sometimes.
Yep. And right now you can get 60% off with an exclusive deal at Incogni.com/Armstrong. That's Incogni.com/Armstrong. Take back your privacy. 60% off. It's quite affordable. Incogni.com/Armstrong.
Worth mentioning briefly this celebrity death that has occurred. Ted Turner.
Oh my.
Who, if you're old enough, you remember he was married to Jane Fonda. He used to participate in that that Sailor Cup thing all the time. But more importantly,
America's Cup, yes.
Most importantly, he's founded CNN in 1980, the first 24-hour news channel in which everybody, including my parents and me as a kid, said, "Ain't enough news for 24 hours. I come home, you know, we all watch a half-hour news every day. Seems like plenty."
Turns out you were right.
You were right. You really only need about a half-hour of news every day, but Ted Turner figured out a way to stretch it out over 24 hours, and then other people followed, and here's the mess that we're in. Then the internet, and then it all fell apart, and God help us.
Right. Well, that was a good summary. Yeah, he was also at one point the largest private landholder.
Oh, right.
In the United States. There happened to be a couple of very large tracts of land that he used to own not far from my house that he donated to become wildlife preserves.
Yeah, damn interesting guy.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool, innovative, willing to take risks sort of guy. Mustachioed when mustachioed wasn't cool also.
I admire the commitment.
Anyway, we got other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. visit readingrodeo.com.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345. Or 1-800-773-2345.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I've been waiting.
The Onion, the satirical news site, not the vegetable. Onion's a vegetable?
It certainly may be. Back to you.
I don't like onions on really anything, so.
Oh, as you know, I've ordered pizza with double onion as the only topping.
You don't hate the way they make, I don't like the smell. I get them on your hands. Your hands smell like onions for a day. You can't even wash it off.
It's worth the exquisite pleasure of the eating.
Ew. Anywho, the Onion, the satirical news site.
Do you own soap?
Not the vegetable.
Get her off.
I beat my hands on a rock down by the river. Isn't that the way you clean your hands? The Onion, the satirical news site, bought Alex Jones' old news site. And
InfoWars. Yeah.
I don't quite understand what they're doing here or what's going on. Cause,
they're dicking with him.
I mean, it's no longer his news site. So you can, I don't know, you could sell dog collars now or do whatever you want with it.
Onion.
But does
they're
the
markers.
Alex Jones crowd still go to that site? Is that what they're...
Presumably. And I guess the site is just blank right now, but they're priming us for when they actually take it over. I'm a little confused.
Oh, okay.
And that
maybe,
doesn't matter.
Okay, so maybe that's it. It's like when a radio station flips formats and it's a stunt and it plays all kinds of... What are they playing? They play the same song over and over for 3 days, taking care of
what
business.
What is this?
And it turns out it's the all-new Rock 107.9. So here's a guy who does an Alex Jones impersonation saying something funny.
We now have a scientific, technological system by which we can take your urine and ship it to us, and we'll be able to extract the gold minerals out of your urine. As you know, our body is made up of many minerals and salt and different minerals, including gold. gold that comes from stars and is in rocks and in mines and everything. But we also consume gold on a daily basis through just through breathing and through the different rocks. If you swallow rocks or whatever it is, I don't know how you get gold in. Okay,
so,
but we can get it out now.
I love the enigma. The problem with this satire is that's not crazier than anything Alex Jones said.
Yeah.
And he made $50 million a year doing that.
Yeah.
And I gotta think, I wouldn't do the false flag school kid stuff at all. That's evil. That Alex Jones did and got sued for. But all that other crap he did, if you pay me that kind of money, I'll say that.
You know, the absence of gatekeepers, the flattening of media, whatever you want to call it, we as human beings are becoming more and more aware of that giant chunk of humanity that wants that sort of stuff. I call for one more of those.
You're getting medicals through the air or, I don't know, swallowing rocks.
How's six? Six looks amusing to me.
We have also established something really historic, folks. We have created an alliance between the Lord God and Satan himself. We have communicated with through spiritual practice, through demon rituals. We have gotten together Lord Almighty and His Son to come together at the bargaining table or in a neutral ground, not heaven, not hell. But we have communicated to them that we want an alliance of hell and heaven to push us through these final moments here.
So, as I mentioned, he made $50 million a year, according to when he was featured on 60 Minutes several years back. Never have had an idea of what percentage of people listen to him believing him versus people who listen to him because it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. That's always hard to nail down. Then you got this different thing that we're going to talk about kicking off hour three with, like, Tucker and Megyn Kelly, who are now all of a sudden down on Christians and Jews and up with Islam for some reason. And I once again, I have no idea what percentage of people are following them and believing that and why they're saying that stuff.
Well, I have a theory, and it's an evil one.
Okay.
An evil one indeed, yeah. Speaking of parody, I'd meant to squeeze this into the gender-bending madness update, but I forgot. Is this an actual statement or is this parody? Transgender athlete who beat his sister in the girls' track meet to win the championship is talking about how the political climate is really making him her wonder about participating. That's been really scary because it started to steal something that's precious to me, that moment of bliss.
The moment of bliss where you beat all the girls as a boy?
Yeah. Hey, quote unquote, Lena, how do you think the girls who are girls feel about not getting a moment of bliss because a dude beat them? I'm not a dude, I'm a girl, Lena would reply.
No, by your own definition, you're a girl's brain in a man's body, right? Well, you're in a man's body or a boy's body.
Finally, Lena said, and this is not parody, this is reality. Playing sports and loving being out there on the field is its own beautiful way, an act of resistance.
Against?
Girls winning medals, I guess.
I'm sure it is a lot of fun to win all the races. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I never won lots of stuff at sports, but I'll bet it is fun.
It's very satisfying, yes. Yeah.
So you run around the track faster than all of them, you get the gold medal, that's very exciting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was slower than the girls, too. Speed never among my tools, but what are you going to do?
You're a four-tool player.
Play the cards you're dealt.
Yes. We'll get into some of the most popular right-leaning, right-wing hosts in America in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it.
but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.